The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
You are my desire. Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe that I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth. The trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge, a glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today's message is the essence of my message. Overview of the message today. We note that we exist entirely to be friends of the Creator, and that the Creator is one, and that His name is Yah, and that infilling with His Spirit is vital for a believer. We note that the Torah, the Bible, the Quran are only books and contain error. It is pointed out that creation took place in an evolutionary manner, and that a global hydraulic and tectonic event destroyed the surface of the earth. Also that Satan rebelled, leading to the contest, from which we note that the rules of engagement limit the Creator. It is stated that Yahushua, Jesus, is the most powerful human being in the universe. It is noted that men and women were created to be in sexual life covenant. It is stressed that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are the core monotheistic religions. It is pointed out that turnaround prophets have defined history and that hell is for believers. Also that believers go to heaven when they die and qualify for various ranks. It is pointed out that Satan is in the pit until 3003, 982 years from now, and that unbelievers become demons when they die. It is noted that the three sons of Noah define the races on earth today. And we close by stating that a global revival is required. We then examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993 when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator. It forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, SlideShare, and YouTube. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. In particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with Yah. See also relationship with creatorradio.com, the show and podcasts for previous broadcasts. So, starting with the essence of my message, on consideration, it seemed important to summarize the essence of my message, cross-reference some of the most important articles that I've written. This article sets out to do this, or this broadcast sets out to do this. Point number one, we exist entirely to be friends of the Creator. The reason the universe, this planet, and human beings exist is for us to be friends of the Almighty Creator and have a deep personal relationship with Him. All else is fluff and stuff. He desires to talk to you constantly throughout the day, every day. See the web pages Why Are We Here and the web page Creator Desires Friends for more information. So, folks, the key thing here that I find is very few people obviously realize that we exist, but very few people are asking the question, why are we here? And if you get to a place where you can hear the Almighty, He's going to tell you that many, many years ago He was lonely. And He decided He wanted some being that He could talk with and do things with. So He set about creating highly intelligent beings who could be His friends and do things together with Him. And we were the end result of that. He set about a lengthy creation process to get to a point where we came into existence. And the sad thing today is that virtually no human being attempts to become a friend of the Almighty, because virtually no human being knows that it's possible. I suspect if this is the first time that you've heard me speak, you probably have never thought that it's possible to be a friend of the Creator. So people carry on their lives doing whatever it is that they're doing, and the vast majority of people don't even believe there is a Creator. And that small number of people who do believe there is a Creator don't really understand that they were created to be His friends. They carry on with some sort of relationship, many of them sort of fearing Him as being an ugly, sort of oppressive being. And that's far from the truth. The truth is, He wants to be your friend. He wants you to be His friend. So that's what this program is about. Also important to recognize that the Creator is one. There is no Trinity. Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus, is not the Almighty. He's not God. It's gross sin to worship Yeshua or any other human being, whether that's Moses, Moshe, Muhammad, your priest, your rabbi, your pastor, your imam, etc. One of the big errors of Christianity is that most Christians believe that Jesus is God, when in fact He's not. He's a created being, human being, created with a creative miracle in the womb of Miriam, Mary, which miracle is no more miraculous than the, or is of less, is less miraculous than the creation of Adam from the dust of the earth, or Eve, Chava, from Adam's rib. So there's no reason to worship Yeshua. There's no reason to hold him to be equal to Yah. He was filled with the spirit of Yah, the spirit of the Creator. And that is what enabled him to perform miracles. That is what enabled the Almighty to speak through him. We read that the spirit of the Almighty came on Yeshua when he was immersed in the Jordan River. And the spirit of the Almighty left Yeshua just before he died on the stake. And it's so important to realize that, folks, this is about one's relationship with the Creator, not about one's relationship with Yeshua. Yes, one can have a relationship with Yeshua, but that is the relation of a king and a servant. The key thing is to have a relationship with Father. The true name of the Creator is Yah, as in Yah, the eternally self-existing, or Yahweh, or Yahweh. It's gross sin to call him God, or the Lord, or G_D, or Hashem, etc. Allah means the Almighty and is acceptable, albeit that it is a suboptimal way of referring to Yah. See the web pages Yah 7,000 times in the Bible, why not used? Separate page, Creator's name, Yah, the eternally self-existing. Separate page, blasphemous names, for more information. The next point that I would like to make is that it is vital to be for a believer to be filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. The Almighty has given His Spirit to fill us, so that He can live with us and in us, so that we can hear Him clearly, and so that we can build a relationship with Him. In order to achieve a significant relationship with the Almighty Creator, it is vital to be filled with His Spirit. See how to become an anointed one on the website for more information and prayers to pray. I want to stress that praying in tongues is not necessary for infilling with the Spirit. Yes, many people who are filled with the Spirit do pray in tongues, but in the present age, that is by no means everyone. You can invite Father to bring His Spirit into you, to come and dwell in you, and not necessarily receive the gift of tongues. Point number five, I would like to stress that the Torah, which is the Jewish holy book, the Bible, which is the Christian holy book, the Quran, which is the Muslim holy book, are only books and they contain error. The Torah, the Bible, the Quran are just books about humankind's interaction with the Almighty Creator and instructions given by the Creator. They're all written by humans and they all contain error. It's gross sin to worship any one of them and to call it the Word of God or similar. See the essence of my message regarding the Bible, and see the Bible for more information. So you get a situation where many Jews believe that the Torah is breathed by the Almighty, that it was dictated by the Almighty to Moshe, to Moses, and it's absolutely without error. You get a lot of Christians who perceive this, who believe the same regarding the Bible. And you get a lot of Muslims who believe the same about the Quran. In all cases, these books have been written by human beings, transcribed by human beings, published by human beings. They are all three reasonably accurate documents. They all three contain error. They all three have been filtered through the understanding and the prejudices and the thought processes of the people who recorded them, and they all are limited. It's important to understand, Father did not create you to have a relationship with a book. He created you to have a relationship with Him. He created you to be able to hear His voice. So to believe that the Bible or the Quran or the Torah is the ultimate communication between Father is just really silly. Then creation took place in an evolutionary manner. Creation took place in an iterative experimental manner, that is an evolutionary manner, over millions of years, culminating in the creation of the solar system, this planet and its atmosphere, plants, animals, and ultimately humans. See Evolution, Creation is Reality and Our World Today History on the website for more information. Folks, this is so important. There's so much foolishness around believers who say that the Bible says that all of this was created in seven periods of 24 hours. It's just not so. The Hebrew word that's translated day in the Bible is a period of indeterminate length. And so Father started out and he created the periodic table of the elements, and then he created a whole mass of material and he caused that to explode, the so-called Big Bang, and distributed stuff through the universe. And then he set about fashioning solar systems and planets and creating an atmosphere and then creating plants and then creating animals. And he did this, all of this, in an evolutionary learning process. When he started, he had never done this before. And so he was experimenting. Some things worked, some things didn't work. The planet Earth was not the first planet that he worked on. This is the planet Earth is the culmination of his whole experimental process, in the same way that he created more and more sophisticated plants and more sophisticated animals, and then eventually he created human beings. And it's important to understand that human beings are not developed from apes. There are commonalities, but they're distinctly separate creative processes. Then it's important to recognize that there was a global and hydraulic and tectonic event which destroyed the surface of the earth, often referred to as the flood. There was a massive global hydraulic and tectonic event caused by an ice comet impact about 4,500 years ago that immersed and totally mashed up the surface of the earth. A man named Noah, or Nu, and his family of three sons and their respective wives survived because Noah had a close relationship with the Almighty and knew what was coming. Any artifact that is found on Earth cannot be older than 4,500 years, with extremely isolated exceptions. See Global Catastrophe Redefines Evolution and Flood for more information on the website. See also the book Dead Men's Secrets by Jonathan Gray, available free at beforeus.com, dmsa.pdf. That's beforeus.com. dmsa.pdf to download for insights into archaeological finds that do date before the flood. See also beforeus.com shopcart_ebooks.html for free copies of other books by Jonathan that are relevant to this. I strongly recommend the book Dead Men's Secrets. Is also available on Amazon to purchase. Very, very interesting. If you have any sort of interest in history and where we came from, it's a really, really important book, and I strongly recommend it for your reading. The whole surface of the earth was mashed up during this event, and so the surface of the earth that we have today is nothing like that which existed before the flood. And important to recognize that Satan rebelled, leading to the contest. So the messenger or angel known as Satan today sinned and became proud and rebelled before man was created. As he was about to be destroyed, he challenged the almighty creator Yah to a contest to prove he could deceive humankind to reject the creator. The creator accepted the challenge, something that he now deeply regrets. This is why humankind is such a mess and why there's so much war, etc. See The Contest and Real Contest on the website for more information. Folks, this is so important. People blame the Almighty for the mess the world is in. People claim that the Almighty created us like this. It's just not so. We were created beautiful, powerful, highly intelligent, highly capable, physically strong. Adam was at least 18 feet tall. And we've just degenerated to a point now where there's only a few million people who actually are real believers in the Almighty. And Satan has just about won the contest. There's so much information on the website about this. And it's so important to understand this. What we have today is not what the Almighty had in mind when he created us. It's a real mess. And he's deeply grieved by what's happened. He's deeply upset. He regrets deeply accepting Satan's challenge. And he needs our help. He put human beings in charge, and he needs our help to sort out the mess. So while you're waiting for Jesus to come, he's not coming soon. He's coming in nearly 1,000 years from now. In the meantime, we have to make his enemies his footstool. Then the rules of engagement limit you. Humans are supposed to reign on earth. The rules of engagement in the contest massively limit the Creator in terms of his ability to interact with human beings. Specifically, the Creator is not permitted to disclose any new information to a believer unless that believer first asks an appropriate question. All authority on earth has been given to humans, and they have to fight Satan. They're not doing this, and the satanic and demonic realm are winning the contest hands down at present. See the contest subsection rules of engagement on the website for more information. Folks, this is so, so important. Father created Adam, and he put him on earth and said, have dominion. In other words, rule on earth. Adam disobeyed Yah, obeyed Satan. By obeying Satan, he made Satan his God, his king, his mighty one, and made him human beings subservient to Satan and put Satan in charge on the earth. Yeshua lived a life without sin and defeated sin and regained authority, and said to his believers that he delegated that authority to them. And ever since then, and certainly in recent past, believers are sitting there waiting for God or Jesus or somebody to fix the mess, when it's actually up to us to fix the mess. It's up to us to take that authority. It's to bind demons, to loose people who are captive, to pray appropriate prayers. And there's information about these prayers, etc., on the prayer section on the website. There's so much that you can do, that we can do, that I can do, that you can do. And we're not doing it for the most part. Then Yeshua, or Jesus, is the most powerful human being in the universe. The man Yeshua was miraculously created without a human father. He lived and died approximately 2,000 years ago with no sin, and as a consequence is seated at the right hand of the Almighty, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. We have to make his enemies his footstool. He is the most powerful created being in the universe with massive supernatural powers. See the essence of the message regarding Yeshua, Jesus, for more information. People have seen him, have mistaken him for the Almighty because of his supernatural powers. See important videos to watch for a number of video interviews with people who've died and met Yeshua and other interesting information. Folks, this is so important. Right at the beginning of the whole creation process, Father created a spirit to help him. That man eventually became, or that spirit being eventually was put into the body of the man that became Yeshua. And just because he was, well, not just, but because he lived without sin, he became the firstborn from the dead. He received great accolades in heaven, great prestige, great authority, and great supernatural powers. So people see Yeshua, and many encounter him with the supernatural powers, and they think that's God in the flesh. No, it's not. Christ refers to the Spirit of the Almighty on the man, Yeshua. So Jesus Christ is the Yeshua, the anointed of Yah. And if you understand that, you realize you should not be worshiping Yeshua. You should be worshiping Yah, and you should be accepting the authority of Yeshua over the satanic and demonic realm and working with him to restore order on the earth. In a slightly different topic, men and women were created to be in sexual life covenant. Men and women were created to live together and serve Father in a powerful sexual life covenant and to be a powerful force for good on the earth. We're intended to have a passionate and fulfilling sexual relationship. Yah desires that all men should be in a sexual life covenant with one or more women. Given that there are 7 times more women than men in the body of true believers, and since most women cannot share their man in this age, this means that most believing women need to remain celibate or enter into a sexual life covenant with one or more other believing women. See Men and Women on the website, also Heaven on Earth in Marriage on the website, and Single Woman Believers, 7 times Men, for more information. Folks, this is so important. So much of the church and so many religious groups teach that sex is dirty, only for procreation, etc. And so the unbelievers go out there and they have really fulfilling, passionate sex lives, and the believers don't do that. And so a fair number of believers fall away because they think that the unbelievers have got the answer. Father intended us to have really passionate and fulfilling sexual relationships within our covenant unions, not casual messing around, but as part of marriage, as part of our life together as men, man and woman. And I really want to stress that if you're having a repressed sex life in your marriage as a believer, you need to sort of get released from that. Then Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are the core monotheistic religions that are sort of serving Yah. All religions have some measure of truth about the Almighty Creator, and all relations are corrupt and contain considerable error. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam trace the main journey of human beings serving the Creator and contain the most truth. But that truth is massively corrupt. The only true religion is a personal relationship with the Almighty Creator, which does not have any religious label applied to it. See the page Judaism, Christianity, Islam on the website. There's much more about the errors of Christianity on the website. Folks, one of the things that's necessary to come to a deep relationship with Father is that you let go of whatever religion brought you to this place. It doesn't matter if it's one of the three I've just mentioned, or Buddhism, or Hinduism, or whatever. Each of those religions have some fragments of truth. The satanic and demonic realm have corrupted them to such an extent that there is only limited truth, and that the truth that really matters is hidden and concealed in masses of error and deception. So that people who are following religions are for the most part not in relationship with the Almighty, and they're living in sin, they're living in deception, and they're pretty much useless to the Almighty, and they're certainly not friends of the Almighty. Then you get isolated people who have got fairly close to the Almighty in all three of those religions and others, but they're by far the minority. If you want to get close to Father, you have to take a step away from whatever religion brought you to where you are today. Then turnaround prophets have defined history. The history of humankind has been defined by the actions of a small number of turnaround prophets. Firstly, Noah or Nuh, Abraham, Moshe or Moses, Yahshua or Jesus, Muhammad, and Martin Luther to a lesser extent. Each of these men turned around a situation where virtually no person had a meaningful relationship with the Almighty. See Turnaround Prophets on the website for more information. Folks, this is so important. After Adam sinned, mankind started to degenerate, and a few hundred years after Adam, we started to get unbelievers. And by the time 1,500 years were up, the people were so corrupt. And Noah had a conversation, or Noah had a conversation with the Almighty, which said, well, what do we do about this? And the Almighty said to Noah, if you pray, I will send a flood and destroy these people. So Noah prayed, built an ark, guided by the Almighty, a massive ship to survive the flood, very carefully engineered, very carefully built. And Noah brought the animals onto the ark. They were all put into a state of suspended animation. They were all strapped down. And finally, Noah, having strapped all the animals down, was laid down, and the Almighty strapped him in as well. And they were buffeted by the flood for a substantial amount of time, all surviving. And then Noah reinstated service of the Almighty on the earth. And then Abram turned things around again, and then Moshe, Moses, and then Yeshua and Muhammad and Martin Luther. And we're now at a time where things are turning around again, but there's a long way to go before this really takes off. Then hell is real, and for the punishment of believers. Hell is real, and there's the place of correction for believers who die with unrepented sin. Yeshua died to make a way for believers to repent of their sin. Those who do not repent in this life will be tortured in hell to punish them for their failure to repent. Only then will they be admitted to heaven. See the webpage Hell for images and articles through hell. Folks, this is so important. Most believers believe that unbelievers will go to hell. That is not true. The unbelievers will just die and become demons or ancestor spirits where they die. So when an unbeliever dies, they're taken to hell and shown what will happen if they lose the contest. They're taken to heaven and shown that they've been lied to, and then they return to their corpse. If they're cremated, then the spirit stays in the cremation oven. If they're buried, the spirit goes into the grave, or they may be the spirit may be collected by a witch or warlock or Satanist in a hospital, in a funeral parlor or wherever, and then they will be deployed as demons to torment and lead people astray. The believers are the ones that go to hell if they've got unrepented sin. If you are free of sin when you die, you will go directly to heaven. There's no waiting or anything else. And if you look at the near-death experiences in the videos that are on the website, you will see that that's repeatedly experienced by people. So really important that you get this clear and that you choose to live without sin, which means you keep all 10 of the commandments. So I've said before that believers go to heaven when they die, and then they qualify for various ranks. Believers go to heaven when they die, and after they've been cleansed of their sin in hell, they qualify for the following ranks depending on their performance in this life. Ranks and estimated numbers on earth on the 25th of December 2015 are unbelieving believers, the outer darkness in heaven, about 20 million. Foolish virgins, believers not filled with the spirit of Yah, about 2 million. Adulterous wives, those who worship Jesus or the Bible, about 500,000. Wise stewards, at some basic level, serving Father faithfully, about 200,000. Good and faithful servants, having some impact, about 5,000. And overcomers really having an impact, who will sit on thrones in the throne room when they die, 20 on the 15th of December 2015. And finally, the friends, close to Father, know his will, praying his will, actively serving him. They talk to him constantly. They're guided by him constantly. And they will sit on one of the highest thrones when they die. On the 15th of December 2021, there was 2015, there was only one, and there's still only one. All human beings should aspire to this rank. It is available to you. Folks, this is so important. There's this sort of mindset, certainly amongst Christians, that if you believe, that's enough. It's not the case. It doesn't matter what your religion, you're going to be in one of those categories when you die. And the fact that you're listening to me tonight suggest that you're beyond being an unbelieving believer, or certainly if you act on what you hear today, you'll get beyond that point. But it's up to you how hard you work at it. And it is work, folks. You have to really go for it to reach the high ranks. So you may ask me about all the believers on earth, about 100 million believing unbelievers, people who worship Jesus, the Bible, Muhammad, the Quran, etc., but have zero relationship with the Creator. The rest of the population of the earth is either serving Satan or just ignorant of the matters of the Almighty at a material level. See Demographics of the Kingdom for more information. Also, Mountain of Relationship and Different Views of the Mountain for more information. Folks, this is so important. There are a huge number of people who we think of as believers who actually have no relationship with Father. They do not have a revelation of His existence, and they're in fact unbelievers. You may be one of them. If you have never come to a place of significant relationship with Father, if you've never come to a place of a deep, settled assurance of His reality, then you may be a believing unbeliever, and I suggest that you change that right now on this program or immediately after this program. Pray, Father, I ask you to take me as your own, and contact me by email, and I'll pray with you, help you to get to know Father more. The next point is the major challenge for believers is to live above sin. This is entirely possible once you decide to do it. See what is required to live above sin on the website. Folks, again, so important. So many people believe it's impossible to live above sin. No, Yeshua died so that we had a way of repenting of sin and getting clean. And it's entirely possible to live without sin on an ongoing basis if you decide that that's what you're going to do and you work at it. And there's a lot of information on the website to help you do that. Then Satan is in the pit until 3003, about 982 years from now. On the 3rd of May 2003, Satan was convicted in the court of heaven of his sins against humanity and against Yah, and he was sentenced to 1,000 years in the pit. He's there now. See Satan to the Pit 2003 on the website for more information. Folks, it is necessary for Satan to be in the pit for 1,000 years, and during those 1,000 years, human beings must reign with the anointing of the Spirit of Yah, in other words, Christ, for the 1,000 years, and get victory over the satanic and demonic realm, banish spirits to where Father wants to send them, and generally clean up the earth so that Yeshua can return. And if we don't do that, if we don't clean up the earth, Yeshua will not return, and Satan will come out of the pit, and he will be victorious, and he will rule on earth forever. Then important to recognize, I've said this before earlier in the program, unbelievers become demons when they die, or ancestor spirits, and they either remain where their corpse rots or are cremated, or in the oven when they're cremated, or they're transferred onto other human beings to haunt them. Powerful sinners obtain higher ranks. The earth is ruled by seven demonic masterminds while Satan is in the pit. Read Where Are You Going and Demonic Masterminds Direct on the website for more information. Folks, this is so important. Some of the first people who died as unbelievers and became demons, basically, Father didn't plan for this. He didn't have a provision for this. And these people died and they had nowhere to go, so they just stayed on their corpses. And then Satan realized that these were highly experienced and highly intelligent people, and he marshaled them to help him and advise him. And so there's billions of demons helping the satanic realm, many of them highly intelligent, highly educated human beings. Then the three sons of Noah define the races on earth today. All peoples have descended from one of these three men: Shem, the Middle Eastern, European, Asian, Indian, Russian, American Indian, and related races. At some level, at different levels, these people have managed to continue serving Yah, and Judaism, Christianity, and Islam have their roots with these people. Then Japheth, the people of the Far East, China, Korea, Japan, etc., primarily idol and emperor worship. And then Ham, most of the people of Africa, primarily ancestor or demon worshipped. While the physical attributes of these three groups are quite clear, the spiritual lines are more confused as a consequence of interbreeding and wild oats. See the page Wild Oats on the website. Folks, this is so important to understand. Everybody comes from these three sons of Noah. There are all sorts of other theories, etc. They just don't work. I've got over 17,000 connections on LinkedIn. And you can see if you get a portfolio of contacts on LinkedIn, you can easily see the three very distinct physical characteristics of these three groups of people. But because of interbreeding, wild oats, etc., you find that the Shemite bloodline runs through most of the people on the earth. And so when Father said that Abram's seed would be as numerous as the sand on the shore, and Jacob, Israel's seed, would be as numerous as the stars in the sky, what he was referring to is the population we have today. And then finally, folks, a global revival is required. As things stand today, the satanic and demonic realm are close to winning the contest. What is required now is a major revival that sweeps the planet and endures for the millennium in order that Yah can win the contest and so that Yeshua can return in victory to rule on earth. See, will you initiate a revival with me on the website for more information? I appeal to you to start cleaning up your life and seeking a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator, so that you can help make this happen. There's much more information on the website. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. Read Critical Actions on First Belief if you've come to belief through listening to this broadcast. Also read Seven Components of Drawing Close for detailed information on how to draw close to the Almighty. Folks, this last article is about 70 A4 pages. Was written in around the time of the Day of Atonement in 2014, when I was walking close to Father, hearing him very clearly, and walking under a strong anointing. Very important document, tells you how to clean up your life, gives you suggested prayers, gives you suggested worship, gives you processes to clean up and get clear of spiritual defilement, etc. I strongly recommend that if you are seeking to get close to Father, that you access that web page and put everything on that page into practice. There are PDF versions of the document available if you want it, or email me if you want a PDF version. So, folks, that's it. We need to turn things around on the earth, and I ask you to help me to do that. So now, in closing, I want to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Creator today. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. So, folks, the two key pieces. You were created to be a friend of Yah. It is totally possible for you to be a friend of Yah. It doesn't matter your race, your religion, your gender, whatever. It doesn't matter how well-educated you are or how poorly educated you are, how financially well-off you are or how poor you are. It doesn't matter if you're brown or black or white or whatever. It doesn't matter whether your hair is black or blonde or whatever. It doesn't matter whether your eyes are blue or some other color. Father wants you to have a deep personal relationship with Him, and He wants you to work with Him to clean up the earth so that He can be in control and charge of what's happening on the earth. It's entirely up to you. If you have listen to this broadcast and you think, well, this is something that I really want to help with, then drop me an email. I'll give you the email address in a minute. Well, in fact, I'll give it to you now. It's james@endtimeissueministries.org. One word, endtimeissueministries.org. Drop me an email, and We can connect on Zoom or by phone or on Skype, by email, and I'll help you to get closer to him, help you to get to a place where you can help with what I've just outlined. In closing, some key documents and a video on the main menu web pages. There's a compendium of important articles at the top of the website menu. There's a video on the second line of the menu, Why Seek Relationship. There's an article, Miracle of Yeshua's Death. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Seven components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? The essence of my message to Christians. All of these and many, many more articles available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcript of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page, and recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search is particularly powerful. You've got a lot of the functionality of Google that has indexed the entire website. So if you're looking for something in particular, the Google search is a good place to start. Just scroll down in the right-hand sidebar. You'll find the Google search there. So folks, in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, the broadcast next week will move to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. That's US Eastern Time. On Friday, and then it'll continue thereafter on Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So that's basically 4 p.m. UK time, 5 p.m. South African time, and so forth. You can work it out. I want to stress again, Father is looking to every human being on the planet to build a strong personal relationship with him, asking you to get close to him. He wants you to help him. He wants you to be his friend. And it's absolutely open to you, irrespective of race, color, creed, religion, gender, any of this stuff. And so I encourage you to go for it. Email me. I will help you. I have a number of people who I correspond with on email on a regular basis, to help them to draw close, and I encourage you to do the same. Just pray with me. Father Yah, I come to you. I believe you exist. I ask you to help me to become your friend and to make a real difference on the earth. Amen. Thank you so much, folks. Good night.